Episode 3090, Out of Sight, Out of Mind.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Take a deep breath. Did you survive? Yes, I'm talking about the 4th of July. Happy Independence Post Day. I hope you enjoyed it with family and friends, but guess what? It's time to get on the last half of your healthy lifestyle. Yes, first 6 months are gone, but you have the next 6 months to turn up the heat. Out of sight, out of mind. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, in our fast-paced lives, we're wearing that busy badge of honor all the time. Health goals seem to take a back seat. Don't let old habits die hard. Adopt what can serve your greater health, out of sight, out of mind. You know, we often find ourselves giving in to temptations and falling back into unhealthy habits. What happened just yesterday? Guilty as charged. I don't know about you, but I had this amazing strawberry cheesecake in a mason jar. Oh, delicious. And then I had a soda of my choice and another thing of my choice and another thing of my choice, hot dogs and hamburgers. Oh my, right? It's like, oh, this is awesome. But then we hit reality and we're like, but I don't feel good in the body that I'm in. And that doesn't mean you're looking for a number on a scale. That doesn't mean that you think you're fat. Doesn't mean you think you're ugly. You're just saying, I want to be in the best shape I can be in. Right? I want to make sure health is a number one priority to me, because with health, you have wealth, but without it, you have nothing, right? Because you got to be healthy. Your heart has got to beat. And why have your body work unnecessarily hard if it doesn't have to? We have one body. God gave it to us. We need to take care of it. So when I look at what we have in this world with temptations, because we all fall back into them, we all gravitate towards them. It's just part of human nature. I mean, we just do it. But by understanding the psychology behind the concept of out of sight, out of mind, you can gain a new perspective on your well-being, and then you can pave the way for lasting positive change. Nothing is impossible, and yes, you matter. You matter, my friend, but you have to understand that good or bad can be front and center. Okay, it's not just about the bad stuff. Temptations are there and we see temptations as bad, but we can also overdo things and we also can underdo them. So we can sit here and remove all the temptations we want, but if we don't have good in front of us, then we're going to gravitate towards another thing that probably isn't good for us either. So you want to make sure you are building habits that create your now with an emphasis on well-being. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Create your now. You have 6 months. Okay, a little less than, but not by much. Why not create your now? How would you feel? I mean, just think about this for a minute. I mean, come on, let's go there. I love to dream. 6 months from now, you do not have to make a New Year's resolution that I'm going to lose weight, that I'm going to be better than where I am, that I'm going to love my body more, that I'm going to stop drinking all the sodas, that I'm going to drink more water, that I'm going to eat more fruits and vegetables, whatever your goal is for your life. Wouldn't it be awesome to set a different goal and say, you know what? I'm going after this dream because I already reached this one. It's life changing. And you can still do it. Make 2023 an incredible, pivotal year in your life, because life is too short to wait. You can't do everything in one day, but you can take one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So what does it look like to create your now when you're focusing on your well-being? Because as you know, that's what we do right here, right? Every single day is a new topic, a new focus. And I do that because You can't compartmentalize your life. You just can't do it. You're not married, and then when you go to work, you're like, I'm not married now. You don't have kids, and then you go to work, I don't have kids. Or you go grocery shopping, I don't have kids. Because if you could do that, you'd save a lot more money, wouldn't you? Right? I mean, you can't sit here and say, this doesn't affect this part of my life because, well, I'm only going to think about this at this moment in time. That's not how life works. So you got to create your now. But our focus right now, what we're looking at is well-being. What do you need in order to succeed? Number one, create a supportive environment. So easy peasy, right? You're like, no brainer, remove temptations. Get those healthy snacks in front of you and remove the unhealthy ones. Because if those unhealthy snacks are within arm's reach, it's going to be hard to resist them. You're going to be like, oh, I want that. So replace these items with nutritionist alternatives like fruits and nuts. And I will tell you this, which leads me into my next thing, which is organize your space. If you are wanting to lose weight or change what you are eating, specifically when it comes to your kitchen, and if you are the cook of the kitchen and you maintain it, I mean, for me, I'm it. My husband, if he does it, we're having TV dinners. He makes a mean TV dinner, by the way, but yeah, we're not going to live by those. So I'm the one in the kitchen. So if I'm really going to look at focusing on healthy living for me, for my body, for my goals at this moment in time, this season, I'm going to clear a cupboard, a space, so I don't have to walk in the pantry. Everything I need is in a cabinet. And guess what? You got space. Don't tell me you don't. Don't tell me you don't. Right now, I have the smallest kitchen in the biggest house. Seriously, I kid you not. We have lived in so many places in my lifetime, and this kitchen, the way it's designed, it just seems small. It's just how they did it. There's no right or wrong. You know, it's okay. It's a custom kitchen. It's a beautiful kitchen, but it's a kitchen that I would have designed it differently. And so I don't have a lot of cabinet space. I honestly don't. So for me to say, okay, I'm going to clear out an area, I can make room. You got extras of something. You got too many plastics that you save from, you know, your butters and all of that that you're using that's in the refrigerator and you rinse them out, or your, you know, Chinese takeout or whatever it is. You have all of these things. Either get rid of them, dispose of them, or move them. Put them in another area and give yourself a little space, okay? And then put all of your things there. So when you know it's your time, you need to go eat, you need to go do something, all of your stuff is there. Now, if you're talking refrigerator, clear out either a drawer or a shelf. And you can tell your kiddos, this is mom's space. Tell your husband, this is mom's space. Don't touch or you will die. Not exactly, but you know what I mean. I mean that jokingly, by the way. Because we have to make sure that what's in front of us is for good. And by removing those temptations, it allows us to say, okay, that's what I want, and I'm going for that. If for 1 millisecond we're in that pantry and there's that chip, man, you're like, oh, man, I mean, it's not even a blink. It's so less. You've got the bag. It's not just one, but now it's five in your mouth. And you're like, oh, and then you're like, oh, well, I just failed that. And so you go and you're like, and then you eat half the bag. Okay, maybe not that much. But sometimes those bags now are getting smaller, by the way. Have you noticed? Yeah. The price is going up. The bags are getting smaller. Uh-huh. Watch your shopping. Anyway, we'll leave that for another episode. So remove those temptations. Clear space for yourself. If you've got someone who's doing this with you, maybe your husband's jumping on board. Maybe you've got a child who really wants to work at their body and their lifestyle because that's the age they're at. Great. Then clear enough space for all of you. Okay, now if it's in the entire family, celebrate that and make it a whole party and just get one of those big, big trash bags and say we're getting rid of all the processed food and all goes out in one day. It's going to be amazing how much space you have, seriously, because real food doesn't take up much space, but processed food, it sure does. Why? They've got to make it look appetizing. They've got to put it in a big fluffy box with air so what they make in it doesn't get squished. It's hard to squish an apple. I mean, you can, but you got to really stomp on it, right? It's not as colorful. Have you noticed when you eat processed food? it's not real colorful. And they actually add in color. So think about this. Remove those temptations. Then organize your space. The space that you live in, maybe it's your bedroom, maybe it's your bathroom, maybe it's your kitchen. If those are the main areas that you're in, make sure those areas are well organized, because when you have them organized, you can have a calm, focused mind. And that means you can focus on something else called your health. You don't have confusion. And then surround yourself with positive influences, right? That supportive environment. Don't tell the whole world that, hey, by the way, I'm really going to get on track. No, keep it a secret and tell only a few. I know it surprises you that I would say that. But sometimes we tell too many people what we're doing. And then all of a sudden, when you start to fall off, you're embarrassed by what has happened, and then you just go silent. Out of sight, out of mind. Do you think that works well? Think about it. Good or bad? So you really want to make sure it's the right people that are influencing you, okay? So that's all under create a supportive environment. Number two, mindful meal planning. As we were talking about the pantry, right? You want to stock a healthy pantry. Get the good stuff on there. If you are buying processed, if it's for you, three ingredients or less, and that's hard to do, so you got to buy real. You want to read your labels. Know what's in the food that you're buying. Yes, you want to have quick grabs. I get it. But don't have 20 quick grabs. Make sure it's a select few. And in all of this, right, because you are in transition here, you haven't set up the full lifestyle. Less is more. Don't go out and be like, oh, I got to buy this. I got to buy this. I got to buy that. You'll have 12 things on your list. And then all of a sudden you're like, I tried that and I really didn't like it when I cooked it. So now you've got 12 things, which you're really only using 5 of the 12. That's wasting money. Don't throw money away just because you're like, I'm going all in. And you really don't know what you're going all in for. So less is more. Buy what you need when you need it. And also, when you're stocking that healthy pantry, make sure you stock your counters also. So where you keep the fresh fruits and produce. Make sure they're easily accessible, whether it's in the refrigerator, right? Already cleaned and prepared. When you buy it, you come home, prepare it. So when you're hungry in that immediate moment, less than a millisecond, you already have something that is of nutritional value that could go in your mouth. Remember, color draws us closer. Think about that for a minute. So when you are buying real food, it's color. Right? God did some amazing things. If you really look at how he made food and plants and the trees and the animals and, you know, how we are to live in our body. I mean, when you connect it all together, it is absolutely amazing. It truly is. So really be mindful of how you plan your meals. Also, portion control. Use smaller plates and bowls. A lot of times here, especially in the United States of America, we eat way too much. We supersize times two. So we're eating like four meals for one person, really? I mean, come on, that's my cereal bowl. It's delicious. Who doesn't love, you know, four helpings of cereal? It's ridiculous. So use a smaller bowl. That's training your mind that, you know what, this is what I need, not what I want. And so as you begin to see less food on your plate, you're naturally going to be consuming less calories, so you don't have to think about it. And you're still going to feel satisfied because it's like, oh, I cleaned my plate. So you're retraining, right? Out of sight, out of mind. You still want to have the good in front of you. Get rid of the bad. And then I cannot stress this enough. Meal prepping, especially if you're a mom, if you work outside of the home, oh my goodness, Instapots, and they are not a sponsor of this program, so I'm using that in generalization, but your Instapot, your Crock-Pots, rice cookers, all of that, those can be such a big, huge benefit. If you have an oven that you can cook and have it turn on automatically for you and program it, there are so many things that you can do when it comes to preparing your meals. And what I like to do, and this is just an example, let's say you want to really watch the amount of red meat you're eating. So you're deciding to eat chicken, but you don't want to eat the same thing. Well, guess what? Throw in a crock pot all the chicken you want, whether it's chicken breast, chicken thighs, a combination thereof. Cook it all day long, 8 hours, 9 hours. If it's a big, huge pot, you may want to go 8, 9 hours. On low, make sure it has plenty of juices. And if you're like, well, what juice? Do chicken bone broth. It is good for you. It is wonderful. Season appropriately. So if you want to add some onion powder in there, you can add, or real onions, you can do that too. But I say minimal of what you add, more so seasonings, because what you're doing is just cooking the meat. And then from that meat, you're going to create other meals. So for example, you make all this chicken up and you're like, well, one night I want to focus on having pulled chicken. So I want to do barbecue sauce. Okay, great. Take out that amount of chicken that you need, sauce it up and put it away. You're done. Next. Okay, well, you want to make sure you have stuff for stir fry. So you're like, okay, well, you already have your peppers prepared, your onions and all of this for stir fry, your broccoli. So you put that chicken in another bag. Maybe you add some soy sauce, whatever else you want in there, some ginger, whatever it is, because you're going to flavor it a little bit more. Because remember, you cooked it and it's good. It has that base foundation of seasoning, but now you're going to build upon it. Now you've made it simple. Maybe you want to do chicken spaghetti. So you have another, you know, part of that separate. Maybe you're going to do chicken tacos, or you're going to do chicken burritos or chicken enchiladas. You have all this stuff. And maybe you're just going to do chicken and salad. You have so much now, and you did it all in one step of it, going to bed, turning it on and waking up in the morning and it's done. And that's what I love to do. When I go to sleep and I'm going to cook a big batch like that, I put it in my crock pot and I cook it overnight on low. It is going to benefit you so much. You can do that with some red meats, obviously. Now, if you're doing ground beef and you know you're going to have, you know, some beef in there and things like that, great. Ground up 1, 2, 3, 4 pounds, whatever you need at one time, put it in a freezer bag and stick it in the freezer. And then you can divide it accordingly. If you need it for spaghetti sauce, or you're going to use it for Sloppy Joe's, or you're going to put it in, you know, whatever it is, you've got that beef already done. And if you've got a kid who's like, I really don't like beef, it's not a big deal. Then you just take out whatever portion that won't be beef, and then you have the beef for everybody else. So if you really think about it, it doesn't become that challenging. And you can find all these hacks. My goodness, use the internet for nothing else, for things like that, because it really does help to simplify your life. Whew, how was that? Number three, utilize your technology effectively. Now, I'm going to give you this preface. I'm a pen and paper girl, so I do not use a lot of technology. There's a few things I do use, but I do not rely on them. I am so in tune with my body that I can figure it out before any electronic can. But I've been doing this for a long time. So if you're brand new to it and it's going to be something that inspires you, I would encourage you to use technology like a fitness app, a healthy recipe app. Yes, you're going to hear me say this, even social media for inspiration. Now, for me personally, I don't do the social media for inspiration. Fitness apps, no, I do not. Pen to paper, that's what I like. However, I will use healthy recipes and I will get on the internet and I'll look, and I have books upon books. I mean, I have a whole section that's all about cooking, and I just go to that. I'm thinking, oh, what do I want? And what do I want to focus on? Sometimes it's a particular food group. Sometimes it's an exact food or a spice that I want to incorporate into my meal. And so I go and search for that. It really does allow you to be more flexible. You can't get rigid when you have the internet. You just can't. And you can't use it as an excuse that I just don't know what to cook. I don't know what to eat. No, it's another excuse. So stop it. Okay, just stop. Now, I will say this, on your social media for inspiration, I am one who stays off of that. That's my personal thing because it is a time suck for me. It is. And I'm being honest with you. Am I on social media, as in my podcast shows up there, my TV show is up there, things like that? Yes. But do you see me doing a lot of posting on there? No. Should I? I probably could be getting a little bit better. But guess what? That's why I'm here every single day. You know where to find me. We chat together. It's as if I'm sitting in your living room, or I've invited you into my kitchen, right? We're family. It's not about just sitting there and you just read something of five lines that I've written. No, you get to hear my voice. You get to hear the inflection, my passion, whatever you want to call it. You get to hear directly from me. That to me is more powerful than social media. But that's me. For some people, they need that social media. And if you're okay and you will not get caught up in comparison, then do it. But otherwise, I would say be cautious, because that can be a good or bad point. Okay, out of sight, out of mind. So sometimes out of mind, putting that out of sight is a better way to get it out of mind. All right, so enough on technology. And finally, number four, mental well-being first. You have got to take care of your mental capacity. And this is where it comes to what I call your mental self-care. What's going in and out of your head? What are you feeding your mind? So one thing you need to be careful of is too much screen time. And I'm not talking about watching TV. I'm not talking about, you know, binging on Netflix or anything like that. I'm all for shows. I love shows. I love TV. I love entertainment. It's great. But I will say this, be careful about how close you get it to your bedtime. And I will speak from personal experience. I am one who does a lot of work on the computer. Most of my day is in front of a screen. I do use a lot of pen and paper, and I do a lot of writing. However, when I do that, okay, when I'm doing that, I'm also in front of that screen, right? That blue light is there. And so I have to be careful, because if I'm doing this right before I go to bed, do you think I can go lay down and just fall asleep? I cannot. I still have that 30 to 45 minutes of, oh, I got to kind of go down the hill of, to get myself out of this tech zone that I've been in and allow my mind to shut down. And so I would tell you 1 hour, but preferably 2 hours, honestly, where you're tech free. I'm saying no phone, no computer screen, nothing. Now, if you are watching on a TV screen that's away from you and it's not directly in front of you, that is a little bit different, because there's more, you know, area, space, square footage around you to absorb some of that. You're still being exposed to it, but it's not like holding it right at your face that we do with our phones or our laptops or tablets. So be cautious of that. Know what you're doing. Okay. You know your capacity when it comes to your blue light disruption and your sleep patterns. Pay attention to those. And then also breathing. I can't stress this enough. You got to breathe, and not just like breathe like, okay, I'm just breathing, but really focus on the breath. And I'm sitting here recording. If one of these days I will do this, I need to film what I do, because you'd look at me thinking, ah, she is absolutely crazy. But right now I have two cats and a dog. The dog is currently snoring. I have one cat on the recliner. I have one cat on a box because that's where she loves. Now, these cats, by the way, they're 15 and 16 years old. They're old cats. They're barn cats. We had one pass away. It's just been over a year now, about that. And so we're down to two cats. And then we have our English bulldog, Rhino. And so he loves to snore. And so when I'm recording, if you ever hear it, it's not me making weird noises. It's my bulldog. Most of the time, the mic does not pick it up, but every once in a while, it does, because he just gets to be so, well, dramatic. Anyway, bulldogs are dramatic. So that's what I have going on behind me. And then I also have my TV on. Now, it's completely muted, but I have it on, so I know what's going on there. And then I have some other things around me. Plus, I have all my recording stuff in front of me. I'm watching all these digital things. Now, do you think I'm being very mindful right now? No, I'm not. But if I could tune all of that out for a minute and just stop and close my eyes and listen to what I actually hear, to become part of it, I would hear the bubbles outside in my pool. I would hear the crickets. The birds are quiet right now because it's nighttime as I'm recording this to you. So I don't hear very many. Every once in a while, I'll hear our bullfrog. We've got a couple of them, and Luckily this year, knock on wood, they haven't jumped in the pool. We have lost one, our biggest one. I remember the first year we were here, it was so sad. Oh, he was a big one. Like, I mean, he was a big bullfrog. And my children even named him. He was that big. And it's like he was part of the family. But you would hear him. But you have to be quiet. And when you get quiet and you're still, then you can feel your breath. It's amazing when you can feel your own heartbeat. If you've ever had a baby or you've experienced someone having a baby, as in carrying the baby where you can feel the child kick, or you get to go with them and you hear the heartbeat, you've got to re-experience that with yourself all the time. Why? Because that's a reminder, my friend, that you are alive. And we forget that because we get stuck in all of the other C-R-A-P and the S-T-U-F-F. Yes, I'm spelling because I could be getting like right now. Because that's what's happening. We focus on the wrong stuff. Out of sight, out of mind. And if it's in sight, what do you think happens? Oh, it's in mind. And we go there. And then we become overdramatic. Who needs to be over-dramatized more than what we already are in this world? We need to calm. We need to settle in. We need to listen to what's around us. We need to know to feel our own heartbeat. We need to know and can feel. I mean, like seriously, when you're so in tune with your body, it's like you can feel the blood flowing through your veins. That is incredible. Most of us are like, oh, I don't know. I've not really even really thought about it. But I want you to start. 2023 doesn't just have to be another year. It can be a stupendous year. One that impacts the world much farther than you can ever imagine because of your touch and your determination. And then finally, on this little mental well-being part of things, you got to celebrate your progress always. You're going to fall off. You're going to make mistakes, but you're also going to get back up. And when you do, it's every little thing that matters. So that positive reinforcement. Why do you think we give it to our kids? You remember potty training days? I know we're kind of on that with our grandson. And it's like, I need to have my star chart out again. Oh, you did it. You went to the bathroom, star here. You get so many stars and you get to get something out of the joy jar, whatever it is. And it's something little. It's just a trinket, but it's a trinket. It's like, I did it. I did it. And our grandson's like, I did it, Gamma. I did it. And he's so excited. And what's adorable is that we tell him, good job. And we say his name. And then so what he does to us is he's like, good job, Gamma. Good job. And he just says it exactly like we say it to him. We need to be our own cheerleaders first before anybody else can be one for us. When you embrace the out of sight, out of mind concept and apply it to your health goals, whatever those health goals are, you can create an environment that supports healthy living and truly fosters positive habits. Keep the temptations away, but with the good in front. And I really want you to think about it that way because you're going to feed into whatever is there. So if the good is out of sight, out of mind, that's not going to help you. If the bad is out of sight, out of mind, that will help you. So you've got to look at it from both sides. Again, 360-degree view. Be mindful and persevere. You can change the course of your well-being and pave the way for a happier, healthier life. But remember, a small step today can lead to significant transformations tomorrow. So harness the power of psychology, and take charge of your health one day at a time. Go train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.